This is Cheryl Fisher, and I'm doing an interview with Ms. Kapnick on girls' basketball. The date is January 6, 1989. Just tell me what you remember about girls' basketball.
Are we talking about high school basketball?
Yeah.
Talking about the rules, or?
Just tell me anything you can remember right now.
We had a physical education teacher that came in my sophomore year that started a GA program, and she was a very well-organized young lady, and she was very competitive, and she organized our girls' basketball team. And I played on it from my sophomore through my senior year. And during that time, we never lost a basketball game. We practiced probably twice a week, and our practices always had to be after the guys left the gym. So we either practiced at 6 a.m. or at 8 o'clock at night. And we would play schools at our school, and then we would also travel by bus. Our bus was unique because it was called the Blue Goose. It was like a chartered bus, and the school had bought that. And so when we went to various games, we'd get to use that nice bus. I mean, we didn't get to use a regular school bus, which was really neat. And even the boys got to use it. So it was a bus for all the teams. And the thing I remember most about my high school experience in basketball was that we really had a neat bunch of girls to play basketball with. They were type of people that were not selfish. They were not greedy. Everyone played as a team. I used to enjoy practices as much as I did playing in the games because our coach used to make our practices really interesting. And I played guard at that time. Basketball was not the way girls play it today. There were three guards and three forwards. And we played half court. I only played defense, never wanted to play offense because making baskets was not a challenge to me. I mean, I could make them. I really didn't like that part of the ball game. I really played defense. And the game was, you want me to go on about the game? Or do you know, you know, we basically have talked about what the rule changes were, the differences in the changes.
What do you remember about, like, the season itself? Like, when was it? Was it during the boys' season? Or?
Yes, it was during the boys' season, the same season as the guys, which was neat. Our season was during the winter months, and we played twice a week. One thing that differs from girls' basketball today is that guys were not permitted to come in and see our games unless they were accompanied by a parent. Mainly our crowd was girls from the school, high school, and also their parents. And if a boyfriend wanted to come, they had to be accompanied by a parent.
How long did the season usually last?
Probably started in December and ended probably 1st of March.
And you played probably about 10 games?
Right, 10 games. We were limited to 10 at the time. The state would not let girls play more than 10.
And teams just around here, teams from?
From our area. We were in the boys' league in my high school from Tecumseh. And so we would play schools within our own league and anyone in the area that wanted to challenge us.
So the score is pretty low?
No, we used to lop our opponents. We had some scores in the 80s, 90s. And our coach told us if we ever scored 100 points that she'd buy us all a Swiss steak dinner. And we all got our Swiss steak dinner and scored over 100 points.
Because I was looking in the old yearbooks that they have here, and the scores barely were over 20, a lot
right.
of them.
Because of the fact that the girls couldn't do a jump shot, it was only 3-on-3 at that time. But as the game opened and the rules started to change, the scores became much higher.
What do you remember about the rules?
Okay, the difference is half-court basketball. After every basket, the ball had to be brought back to the center of the floor and thrown to your opponent, and then they would start to play from there. After a basket, it did not go out at the end line. So that took away from any type of press. You were never permitted press because there wasn't that opportunity. They could only dribble twice or three times. So you had to be prepared after you finished your dribble to figure out where you were going to pass it. It's mainly a passing game. And if you get somebody to break into the open, it was a much faster pace of game because the dribble didn't stop the pace of the game. Because you couldn't dribble. I mean, you dribble twice just to get out of a predicament. And then you'd pass it to the other end of the floor.
What do you remember about playing your position?
Playing defense, I remember that I was very quick. I could steal the ball. Girls hated to see me play defense against them. I had a play set up so that I could set myself in a position that they would be called for a charge. From passing from the ball from out of bounds, and the girl would turn to take off, and I'd be standing right there, and boom, and of course, I'd go to the floor, and then, of course, the foul would be called against them. I could draw fouls very easily.
Can you remember anything about like, the other positions played?
The forward positions, yes. We had some of my friends played forward, and we had a couple girls that just had a beautiful shot. They could do a set shot from almost anywhere. And once we got it, she would just get to them if they were in the open and they put it up. And you generally would go in.
What do you remember about the court and the gym, like the basket?
We did not have plastic backboards. We played on metal boards, and in the sideboards were always bored. I mean, like the old junior high that they just tore down. The main baskets on the main court, the varsity team played on, the boys team played on, they were metal. And then I would think about my junior or senior year, they put a glass backboards, which was really a treat, just to be able to see through a board and see the wall.
Was it like the key different?
No. No, the key, the size of the floor, everything's remaining the same. The ball we used was, of course, the regulation size basketball. It's not the men's boys basketball.
What about the clothing?
At that time, it was shorts, like the girls are wearing now. We wore basically a boys boxer short with a rubber elastic top and just the band around the leg, and then our coach bought sweatshirts that we played in, long sleeve sweatshirts. We talked about being hot, and then our numbers, they would take felt, okay, black felt, and we cut out our numbers, and you'd have your number, then you'd have to take it home, and they would tell you how far you had to measure from the rib line down in the front and back, because there was a set law. In the book of basketball, rule book, that those numbers had to be so far down in the uniform. So you'd have to take it home, put a measuring tape there, and then mark it, and then sew your number.
Was the style any different, like the shooting?
Yes. Girls' basketball, when I was in high school, there was a two-hand shot. Girls did not use a one-hand set shot. So when I shoot basketball out there, I have to shoot with two hands because that's the way it was taught. And I can be very accurate with two hands. You tell me to do one hand, and I'd have to learn that all by memory on my own.
Did your games take a long time to play, since you had to take out a ball and take
I never thought about that.
They keep the clock going?
No, the clock was stopped every time the ball went out of bounds, and when your opponents had the ball, every time a basket was made, the clock stopped. But how many minute quarters are girls playing now?
Eight.
Yeah. The JVs, we were playing 6 minute quarters, so their game went rather fast.
Mm-hmm.
And we played 8 minute quarters, 4 8 minute quarters. I can remember off the top of my head, the JVs would start at 6:30, and we probably wouldn't get on the court until 8. Our games were over about 9:30, quarter to 10.
Did you have certain plays that you
played? Oh, yes. It was basketball 3-on-3. We had an out-of-bounds play. At that time, you had a jump ball, and it depended on whether you were on. You had a jump ball at the offensive, at your basket, or at the defense basket. So then you had different plays for each jump situation, depending on who was jumping in the center and who was on the outside. We had special plays. You had to all be memorized.
Yeah. Since you were the guard, did you have to run?
Yes.
Were there a lot of fouls?
They were very picky. They felt that girls were not as skilled as boys, so therefore there was no touching whatsoever. I mean, if you just came across and hit their finger, they would call it a foul. There was no tagging, no touching whatsoever, which took away from part of the ballgame.
He said he had a jump ball, but it wasn't in the middle.
It was either at either basket. Either. And he started the game at each quarter, he would start it with a jump.
Did you have a lot of girls go out for basketball, or just...
The coach always had to cut. I would say probably for the JV team, there'd probably be 30 girls, and for the varsity, there'd probably 20 or 25 would go out.
What happened if you did cross half court?
The other team would get the ball right there at that point. And I don't ever remember that happening very often unless a girl went to stop and her foot would be just on the line. I never saw anyone intentionally run across the center line.
Did you have a banquet then?
Yes, we had a banquet at the end of the season. And instead of giving us individual awards, it was just team awards. And you would either get a trophy or you would get a letter for participating.
You usually got your letter if you're on varsity?
Right. And they had JV letters. Mm-hmm. The JV letter was much smaller. Like, I graduated from Tecumseh, so the varsity would be a T. And the T might be that high, whereas the JV might be that high. And everyone had a letter sweater. You either, all the girls and all the guys wore, instead of having, they had varsity jackets for boys, but on Fridays, all the girls' teams and all the guys' teams would wear varsity sweaters. They were heavy, like cheerleading sweaters, okay, V-neck, or the round neck on the sweater. Mainly, during when I was in high school, I remember the V-neck, and you always wore gloves underneath it, and the guys would wear a white shirt or something underneath it. And you always wore your varsity letter on that sweater.
There wasn't a freshman
team? No freshman team.
Okay.
Okay,
I think that's it, unless you remember anything else you want.
No.
Varsity letter she's talking about is about 7 inches high, and the JB was about half the size of that.